This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today is Friday, April 18th. I'm Megan Lynch. 8 people were hurt, 6 of them with significant injuries in a Thursday night crash on Van Deventer. Officials say 3 cars were involved. Our partners at Fox 2 spoke with a woman at the scene.
The car crashed into the concrete barriers here. And if this had not been here, the car would have been in my home, inside my unit. Like I said, I had to run to keep myself, you know, from getting hurt.
No word yet on what may have caused that crash. An assistant track coach at a Metro East high school killed Wednesday evening on his way home from track practice. Father McGivney Catholic High's principal says 22-year-old Brandon Ehring made a lasting impression on student athletes through his quiet strength, encouragement, and unwavering kindness. Illinois State Police say Ehring's car crashed along Interstate 55 near Hamel. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen debating new rules about media access to the floor during meetings. Former Fox 2 investigative reporter, current independent journalist Elliot Davis has taken to Facebook to allege it's a plan to bar him from the floor. Our Sean Malone talked with Board President Megan Green about whether Davis would be credentialed or not.
He is a citizen journalist like many other citizen journalists and is welcome to go through the credentialing process just like anybody else.
If he goes through the process, will he be approved?
I mean, I would assume so. I can't speak to that until we... I can't speak to anybody's credentialing until they actually go through the process and provide the documentation that's required.
The board has long required media to be credentialed to receive access to the floor. Green says there was no established process and it was never enforced. KMOX's Michael Calhoun now with a follow-up on January's alleged sexual assault of an inmate at the City Justice Center.
St. Louis City prosecutors have charged 26-year-old Sheriff's Deputy James Short with 2 counts of sexual conduct in the course of public duty. He turned himself in on Thursday to the police department. He no longer works for the Sheriff's Department. He also has faced charges previously of endangering the welfare of a child after his 2-year-old nephew shot himself after finding Short's service clock.
A former assistant football coach at McClure North High School accused of trying to hijack a plane in Belize and stabbing 2 passengers and the pilot. As you heard on CBS News, the rampage started around 8:30 yesterday morning. He was shot and killed by another passenger. The plane did land safely. A canceled federal grant isn't stopping a local museum from finishing its Holocaust Survivor Project.
The St. Louis Kaplan Feldman Holocaust Museum received a $125,000 anonymous donation to help push it past a $130,000 emergency fundraising goal. That's how much was needed to account for the money promised by the Institute of Museum and Library Services back in 2022, but scrapped this year by the agency amidst budget cuts. The donations will be spent on things like digitizing photos and letters from the museum archives, as well as creating full-text transcripts of 300 Holocaust Survivor interviews. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
There's a new list of federal buildings for sale. It includes the Goodfellow Federal Center in North St. Louis, the William L. Beatty Federal Building, and U.S. Courthouse in Alton, as well as the federal building in Mount Vernon, Illinois. It's part of DOGE cuts from the Trump administration. The General Services Administration says it wants to right-size the federal real estate portfolio to reduce the burden on taxpayers. However, when the first list came out, it included a number of buildings that were called non-core assets to be sold, but they were actually buildings being actively used. Those buildings no longer appear on the list. They include the Robert A. Young Federal Building in downtown St. Louis, the Charles F. Previtel Building in St. Louis County, and the East St. Louis Federal Building. Helping women escape domestic violence situations, ask for child support is one goal of Mo Saves and March. Don Kuhlman of March says abuse isn't always physical. She says coercive control often keeps women confused or unable to leave by threatening access to children, money, or a vehicle. Often when police get involved, they have difficulty reading the situation.
Police have, quote unquote, their job, which is a what I would call sometimes a specific focus in terms of the services that they provide. And having to learn these things is often beyond the scope of someone's job.
March offers free training to the community on domestic violence. A new study shows promising results for a first-of-its-kind weight loss pill.
While not officially approved, Eli Lilly says it could be an alternative to injectable drugs like Ozempic as a once-a-day pill. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
With the injectables, you're talking about if you're paying out of pocket over $1,000 a month. Now, pills are much cheaper to manufacture. When you're talking about something that's injectable, it needs to be sterile, needs to be refrigerated. Lilly has already stockpiled over 1 billion pills of this new pill in advance of the demand.
The new weight loss pill, the study found, led to about 16 pounds of weight loss after about 40 weeks, which is similar to Ozempic, but not as much as Mounjaro. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.